My name's Andrew. I spoke earlier. Valves. I'm not really familiar with using them, but have you much of a history with valves?
Well, the first mixer, the first console, the first anything that I did were valves, because it was before the days of transistors. There wasn't anything else. And yes, my first four-channel mixer that I built in relation to that PA system, which I talked about earlier, was all valves. You know, there's a kind of a closing of the circle. People have come right round back to valves, and they think the valves are wonderful. Well, I think they're horrible. I think they are unreliable, noisy, difficult to obtain, and if you find one circuit that you've set up that works well, thank you, with valves, a few months later you've got to change those valves, and you'll never find another valve which is exactly like the first one. Well, this is the stuff of artistry. This is the stuff that, you know, like painters who can't get the right pigments together again. They did it once, but the second time round is not quite the same. What we have, of course, got with valves is that the transfer characteristic is quite remarkable. Without much feedback, they will produce a good result. And without much feedback, the overload characteristic is a very soft clip. It's not really a clip at all. It's sort of overload. It's very soft. Down at the bottom end, there is curvature, and that curvature is actually quite benign. It generates some second harmonic, some third harmonic, and it sounds very sweet and beautiful. We can do the same thing with transistors, and I don't want to turn this into a sales talk, but listen to a portico, and you will find a very valve-like sound there.
I think that was exactly the answer I was looking for. Cheers.
Thank you.